1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, bring up whatever's on your mind. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We'll start things out here this hour by going to your phone calls. That's the point of the program, so let's talk to Jim in Canton, Ohio, listening to WCER. Hello, Jim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you doing this evening?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
I just watched the movie, the film about Gandhi a few weeks ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you guys have been talking about civil disobedience, and he was basically a pioneer of that. And in the film, it showed 1,600 people being slaughtered in a square by the British.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking a lot about that. And if they would have had an armed rebellion, there would have been a lot more people that would have died in a rebellion versus mm-hmm. the way they did it.
Yes.
But the thing is, at that time, the governments were worried about their image, their public image. Do you think they're still that worried about the public perception if they're tyrants or not?
Well, they're very good at demonizing people. So if you are involved in civil disobedience but you're a demon, it won't matter. And right now, most of the pop media out there has just walked in lockstep with almost every administration on various issues, whatever they might be, whether it's the so-called war on terror or it's Social Security or it's health care or whatever it might be. So I think the only way to do it is we've got to continue to build a presence on the Internet with alternative media. I don't know. What do you think, Ian?
Oh, well, I think that legitimacy is an important factor. And as I touched on over the weekend on the Saturday show, I think that they are not going to roll tanks in and they're not going to drop a nuclear weapon. I mean, some people get awfully paranoid about what they think the government might do in the instance of civil disobedience. Because if you don't do anything, you can be sure that things are going to get worse.
Yes,
that's what's happened, right?
Right?
I mean, so if you do nothing, you can guarantee that the state's going to get bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive, more expensive than ever. Now, if you do engage in civil disobedience, is there a chance it could become violent and crack down? Of course there is. So we had the daily 420 celebrations going on here in Keene. And there was at one point, people are smoking cannabis, in case you don't know what 420 is, but people smoking cannabis in public here in Keene on a daily basis. The first weekend, there were a couple of arrests that were made, but after the second arrest, well, the first arrest, the group of people, about 50 people, went to the police station and then decided to smoke pot out back behind the back door of the police station, just sat around in a circle and got high. And then the next day, they arrested somebody else. That day, another 50 people went over to the police station. This time, most of them went inside the police station and smoked pot in the police station lobby.
Wow.
It was after that that the police didn't show hide nor hair at the smokeouts anymore until the one day where they had the Pumpkin Festival, which is a very public, large event where thousands of people come to town to look at pumpkins and have a good time with their families and all that. But they decided they were going to crack down on this one day. If those darn pot smokers come out here, we're going to show them what's for. And they did. They had all the cops they could possibly muster from various different city governments around the area. They'd all come in. They were there anyway for the Pumpkin Fest.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They used those extra forces to crack down hard on the marijuana consumers.
Now,
and they arrested three people in one day for that. Then they arrested three more for trespassing as they walked into the building. But they weren't clubbing any heads or anything like that.
How can you trespass in a government-run building?
Well, that's what they did. You know, they just do whatever they want, Guard, as we were pointing out earlier.
I know, it's ridiculous.
But after that, they left us alone again. So after that one day where they cracked down real hard, they did nothing. So the supermajority of the days these civil disobedience was going on, the government's response was to completely ignore it. And I think that if they crack down real hard, then it destroys their legitimacy. If they roll in the tanks and they start being very explicitly violent with people, overtly violent with people, then we've got video, you know, we're going to show show that to the world. Like, you were just watching something during the break, Gardner, with some cop brandishing a gun at some kids that were throwing snowballs or something like that. I mean, it makes it real clear when you've got the ability to get the word out about what the government does, how dangerous and how violent they are. So the more violent they get, the worse that is for them.
Yeah,
so they have an incentive to not get that overtly dangerous and violent. All that said, maybe they will. I don't care. They should do. They're going to do what they're going to do. They're capable of being violent. We have to understand that going into it. But again, we already know they're going to be violent if we do nothing.
And
we're certain of that.
I think the key thing here is you can detect certain aspects of the psychology of the way those guys are operating at the Pumpkin Festival. The psychology of it is, first of all, we're going to be shown in front of the eyes of the people is cracking down on this, right?
And some of the people will like that. I mean,
that's the key. That's the key. And that's where the second part of it is. We've always got to keep talking about this.
Yeah.
Because the more you can talk about innocent people not bringing direct harm to anyone else, being manhandled and stopped from doing what they want to do, and then being basically hauled into court and given fines or whatever it might be, held in jail, then you can start to change people's opinions. So you've got, I think, two prongs. You've got people continually going out, you know, flouting the law and saying, no, this is wrong, this is improper, this is immoral. And then you've got other people who are talking about it to change those perceptions. Because clearly the cops thought they had an open door to say, okay, in front of all these people, parents don't want to see people smoking pot in front of their kids and so on and so forth. So you need to change those minds so that the cops realize more and more people are starting to say, hey, hold on a second, leave these people alone. And I think that it's a great, great thing that the libertarians have been doing. And that's one thing that in our world really needs to continue to be done, because the more they can make people look bad, the easier it will be to haul them off to jail.
And that's where the changing of the minds, you're talking about changing minds, it comes in with a media aspect.
Yeah.
You've got your own media, then you can help shape what people's opinions are by giving them something different to think about. Because if they just read the newspaper, they're going to get some very statist-minded opinions. But if you've got your own newspaper, or you've got your own radio show, or your own radio station, or your own television station, your own blogs, then you can get your word out. And if you've got people on the ground that aren't necessarily involved in the civil disobedience, obviously, they're not the front men, if you will, that are saying positive things about the civil disobedience when they're at their workplace or when they're at their church or when they're, you know, whatever the social gatherings they're at, people are going to be talking about this, because that's what civil disobedience does, is it gets conversation started.
Mm.
I mean, the marijuana issue was a discussion. It was a common discussion being found around town when those 420 protests were going on. And if you're a liberty-oriented person, that gives you the opening you need to say, hey, those guys are doing the right thing.
And people who hear you and Mark on all the radio stations who have signed on to you, they know that the foremost among everything is that you try to be peaceful. You are not violent. And, you know, you and I were talking about this off the air. As bad as things are getting now, I'm wondering what's going to be coming. And I talked about, you know, violence. What happens if, and I'm in my head, and I'm thinking to myself, what happens if people get so frustrated that they decide they're going to be violent?
Well, what happens, we can get into more of that, but we've been blabbing away as Jim has listened so patiently. Jim,
yes.
Did we answer your question, and what are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I've been listening to what you're saying, and you've brought up a lot of good points. One development that has me quite concerned is that Australia is implementing internet censorship similar to China, and they're talking about it in England and the U.S. now. And I'm just wondering what will be our options if they are successful in censoring the internet.
Oh, that's a good question. And what they're censoring, as I understand it, is pretty outrageous. But it's going to involve web filtering, that they'll basically have to identify certain websites that they don't want going through. So they'll be able to, I mean, if they wanted to, they could say, oh, we're not going to let Free Talk Live into Australia. If they wanted to do that, they could do that. But somebody would have to bring it to their attention first and say, hey, this should be on the banned website list. One of the things it's not going to stop is you connecting with somebody else and sharing files or texting or, you know, having a conversation. They're not going to be censoring that. And the fact is, the internet is full of people who love freedom. That's one of the reasons why the internet remains so free, is because these guys will come up up with ways around it. Now, you may have to jump through a few hoops in order to get around it, but there are anonymizing systems and things like that that will completely make it possible for the people in Australia to still get the content that they're looking for. I thank you, Jim, for the call tonight. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carostove. Carostove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. Carostove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours for free at freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. By the way, if you want to get yourself some gold and silver, not a bad idea. I just placed an order for some silver myself recently. If you want to get your hands on some gold and silver and you want to make it easy rather than having to figure out all the various different purchasing options and pricing options out there, we have put together a simple little page, gold.freetalklive.com, with some selections, some special selections that Mark and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources decided to put up there on the site to make it easy for you to get your hands on gold and silver. The prices are good. When I was looking at buying some of the Lakotas, which are supposedly very beautiful, I haven't got my hands on them quite yet. Should be coming in here toward the end of the month, I think. But the prices were the best that I could find. I mean, I looked around, and it's all within cents of one another, but it was the best.
Yeah.
And you can get that at gold.freetalklive.com. Both gold and silver, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. It helps keep our syndicate afloat as well. I mean, not that they're doing badly. I'm sure they're doing just fine, but it's more revenue for them. And you get gold and silver at great prices. So head over to gold.freetalklive.com. We will continue here, and we take your calls about whatever's on your mind. But, Gardner, you were talking about violence, and it is something that the idea of being violent back toward the state, because the state is violent, the state is tyrannical, the state is harming people, the government people are doing terrible things. And so you had kind of suggested during one of the breaks, well, what about violence, right? Where do you want to go?
You know, occasionally you sit there, you sort of thinking to yourself, like, well, you know, I wonder what the world will be like in 10 years. I wonder what other people will be doing if they reach the end of their ropes. Where would I be? If something were happening, would I participate in some sort of violent revolution? What would happen? You've got nonviolent protest. If you engage in violence, and, you know, you get these flights of fancy, you're out in the woods hiding behind a stone wall, and, you know, you're freezing your tail off, it's unpleasant, but you're fighting for freedom, you know, that sort of thing. You know, you get all these Red Dawn, Wolverine sort of deal going.
Yeah.
And so then you think to yourself, well, and as you say, would it serve any purpose if there were violence in this
current
situation?
I think it serves the state, personally.
Yeah, because clearly, they would have some bogeymen then. They would have a David Koresh that they could demonize.
That's what you would become. If you become violent against the state agents, as tantalizing as it might seem, because, boy, they sure do some awful things, but if you become violent, you not only you lower yourself to their level, because that's their tool. That's what they use.
Yeah.
They use violence, and they use force. So by going and using violence back at them, while it may be justified under the non-aggression principle in that you've been aggressed against, and so therefore you have the right to defend yourself and all that, it still is a detrimental thing to the concepts of liberty in general, because he who becomes violent against the state will not only be exterminated fairly quickly, because the cops aren't going to give you a trial, they're just going to kill you. Your personal life will be extinguished. And then after the fact, you will be held out as the Carl Dregas of the world have been, the David Koreshes, and the various people that have stood up in a violent fashion to the state as a Looney Tunes, as a nutter, as a terrorist, as somebody who's to be feared, and as an excuse for the state to expand its power. My God, thank goodness we have the state around to protect us from nutters like that.
Yep.
So that's the inevitability of what happens when you are violent back toward the state. And, of course, that frustrates a lot of the gun polisher types out there. Even, I've just been polishing my gun, waiting for the opportunity to use it on all these bureaucrats. It frustrates them because they do live out these fantasies in their mind, at least. They think up these fantasies about how they're going to get them back and how they're going to show them what's for.
Yeah.
But you're not going to show them anything. You know, you might take a few of them out, but that's all right. They'll hire someone else to replace them. And, as I said, use you and your violence as an excuse to become more oppressive, to become more statist and more violent towards people. So that's why our caller earlier was talking about how even though Gandhi and his followers were aggressed against, and even though there were terrible things that happened to them as a result of their nonviolent, their peaceful civil disobedience, he believes they had a greater effect because of it, because they took the high ground.
Yeah.
It was the state's agents that were wielding the truncheons and cracking heads and beating people and killing people. It was them that were doing that. You don't want to join their ranks.
So that's my thoughts on violence. And that's coming from somebody who at one time had those very same fantasies that you're talking about.
Now, on the other side of it, you've got things like the people in the Warsaw Ghetto. Or you have others, you know, during World War II, Jews who fought back against the Nazis survived. Jews that did not died. So you've got the flip side.
Jews that fought back. Well, I think it's a false choice. And and I'm not a real student of history here, but I can only go on my basic understanding of some of the things that happened back then. I wasn't there, and I have not studied it in detail. But it's my understanding that most of the Jews, the ones that didn't fight that you're talking about, were also very obedient at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That if they were told
Good
to report
point.
Somewhere and sign up for something and get their gold star, then they would go and do that.
Right.
They
so
went
there
and
was
they
a
stood
third
in line.
Way that they could have chosen.
That's what I would
Good
like
point.
To suggest.
Excellent
the,
point.
The third way of disobedience, the third way of non-cooperation. Can you imagine that when they called the Jews into the you know the ghetto to come and essentially be gathered from the countryside, they just said, oh, thanks, but no thanks. We're just going to stay where we are.
Now, Ian, let me give you a couple hypotheticals. I know we've got callers. But hypothetical, what if they pass a law, let's say, you know, in this dystopian mindset of the gun polishes, as you say, they're going to confiscate firearms. And then the second phase comes in, people do not comply. And then they say, okay, we are going to hunt you down and arrest you and take you away. At that point, what do you think at that point?
I think that non-cooperation and civil disobedience is the only way to go on that. And if they arrest, how many gun owners are they going to arrest? I mean, the biggest problem is that most people will be obedient. I mean, that's the biggest issue that we have here. So the more people that can be non-cooperative and civilly disobedient, the more it costs the state to enforce.
Right, but I mean, if they take you away, if they come to your house and they say you've already been non-compliant,
mm-hmm.
okay, so you're engaging in civil disobedience, do you allow them to take you away? At that point, you know, I mean, that's a tricky one. A lot of people probably have different opinions on that.
Well, I would hope that if they're going to take you away, that you at the very least will be quicking it, streaming the video online of that occurrence. That way you're not you're gone, but not forgotten, so to speak.
Yeah, obviously, it was just hypotheticals. And you know,
but if you shoot them, then you're going to die anyway. So at least if they take you away, maybe there's the chance you'll get out of whatever camp they end up putting you into when they can't afford to put more people in there. I mean, because they can only put so many people in jail cells, right?
Well, they can build a heck of a lot more.
They can build
labor.
More, that's true.
They did that in, you know, Buchenwald.
There's no good answer, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
when
tricky.
aggression happens, the results are usually pretty crappy. I mean, somebody gets hurt.
You've got to take advantage of this time now before that happens. I mean, it sounds like an easy out as we're going to a commercial, but hopefully we'll never get to that position. And people have got to use the resources at their disposal now. Media.
Get together.
Speak out.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we're coming up here at 800-259-9231. Maybe you have a better answer for Gard's question as well. You can bring up anything and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our chat room. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with other listeners. Best time to find them is during the show. But sometimes they hang out for a little while afterwards at chat.freetalklive.com. Let's go unscreen to the amp lines just because I forgot about screening this call.
Hey,
you're
ampers.
On Free Talk Live. Who's this?
Good evening, gentlemen. It's Zach from Minnesota.
Zach.
Hey, Zach.
What's on your mind tonight?
Just a couple quick points to pick your guys' brains about the Free State Project.
Sure.
Signed my letter of intent last night.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Couple quick questions. I was going to make a road trip out there this summer to check out the area.
Right.
I wanted to know some opinions, what cities to make sure to visit, and maybe even where I should look at living.
Well, it all depends on what you're looking. Now, is this the cop, Officer Liberty, or is this a different set?
I've chosen a new career path, but
really?
Yes, that's me.
What have you? All what right. is your new career path, if I might ask?
Right now, I'm looking into going to emergency health care. Probably, I'm going to get my BA in nursing and go from there.
So, did you get all the way through cop school and then make that decision?
I got to my junior level in the bachelor's program, and that's when I. For a lot of various reasons, decided that it wasn't the career path for me.
Interesting. I'd like to get into those, if you don't mind, before we go on and talk about New Hampshire.
No problem. Shoot away.
Well, what were some of the reasons? What were the two, the two or three biggest reasons?
Well, I have a job with a PD here in the area, and personality-wise, I don't mix with the type of people that go into law enforcement for the most part. Besides that, it's a lot of office politics, more so than any other job. And just it's not meshing with my political views as much, the whole force and coercion. It's, I went into it to help people, to help grandma when she falls down the stairs, you know, get there quick. You know, if someone gets raped or murdered, I wanted to be there right away and catch whoever did it. But the more and more that I see, that's not what it is.
Well, it's good to get that first-person account, too, because that's exactly the thing. You know, we've often stated so many times, buddy, that cops can't be everywhere. And so what ends up happening is you go where the state needs you to go. You go to reinforce bad things, and the probability is that you're going to be doing more of that than actually really saving people and helping people.
And really, that's what it was. My whole goal in life was to get on SWAT and, you know, solve hostage situations, you know, what you see in the movies. And I just see more and more that that's not really what it is.
That's not what it's used for.
Exactly. So that's not what I don't want to spend my life doing something that really I just don't believe with ideologically.
Gotcha. All right. So as far as the nursing path is concerned, you're going to have to go to some schooling for that, right?
Yeah, I got all my generals out of the way already anyway. So far next semester, I am signed up to get my nursing assistant certificate, and then I'll start looking for jobs from there and go through nursing school.
I see. So you're planning on, are you planning on going to school in New Hampshire or elsewhere?
I have, through my local college here, I'm getting that certificate next semester. As far as looking at maybe this summer, looking at colleges out there or finishing school and moving after, that's really kind of up in the air so far.
All right, because if you were going to go to school, that would be a pretty big decider as far as narrowing down your options as to where you can go in New Hampshire. I know they've got Dartmouth, that's a big medical school, and sure. I don't know about where else anything else is, and I'm not into that scene, so I would say poke around and learn about what the different options are.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're in southern New Hampshire, you could even try places in Massachusetts. You could try places in Maine. If you're over by the seacoast, you can try places in Vermont. So you have a number of options because New Hampshire is such a small state. Within an hour, you can get to the other states pretty quickly.
So it's a beautiful place, and I highly recommend. You said you were going to come out in the summertime. Head over to the Free State Projects website. I think you can just go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. Get the dates for the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival. That would be an ideal time to come up here. It's a camping excursion where hundreds of liberty-minded people from all over New Hampshire and all across the country and the world get together. And it's pretty much a social event. I mean, there's the occasional speech or whatever, but it's mostly socializing and partying and having a good time, cookouts and that kind of thing. Plus, it's a great excuse to come up here and, like you were saying, travel around and see the various different places. I mean, it would seem that the places you'll want to go to are the more population centers, if that's what the kind of lifestyle you're looking for. Otherwise, there are so many little towns here in New Hampshire. I don't know how you would choose which little towns to go to. Grafton's, I think, probably one of the most attractive ones. There's a lot of liberty-oriented people that have made the move there already. But as far as the bigger, more metropolitan areas, if you can even use that term in New Hampshire, Manchester is the most populated with about 100,000 people. And then Nashua is right on the border of Massachusetts for people that might need to work down there for some reason. That one's 70,000 people. And then it just goes down the list from there. Keene is obviously my favorite. That's where I moved to. And then, Gard, what do you think? What are the must-sees?
There are a couple things to keep in mind. The state, if you're in the western part of the state, there's one route, one main route to get to the eastern part of the state. Well, two. There's Route 101, and there's another route, Route 202. And so if you're in the western part of the state and you want to travel east, east-west movement is really done only on a couple routes. North-south movement, you've got two routes up until about the Concord Manchester area, and then you have three, and then that turns into two. So you have a little more upward, up and down north south movement than you have east west movement in some cases.
Yes, it's tricky to get around in New Hampshire, but like you were saying, Gard, it doesn't take a long time to get from point A to point. You can travel across the state in 2.5 hours.
Exactly,
if it's necessary.
That's the only reason I bring it. The only reason I bring it up is because when you're thinking about where you're going to be, if you don't like driving in the snow and you want to do this or that, you want to get to a place quickly, you want to pick a location. Certain areas are a little freer than others. Keene, very free.
Taxes in the state are here in Keene.
I should say certain areas have larger freedom movements
That much is true. Yes. As far as where the activists are ending up, Manchester is the big destination. That's where most people are going to because it's the population zone. And then I would say Concord is fairly popular. The Seacoast seems to have its fans as well as Keene. So I would say those are the four most popular areas. Despite Nashua's population, I never hear anything about happening in Nashua.
And Nashua has been overrun by criminal elements from northern Massachusetts.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and it's very socialist and not so great.
So I feel like we've turned into a National Geographic radio here. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
What about Free Sturgers getting into the legislature? Because that's one of the big reasons for me moving out there. The more research I do and things such as fusion candidates, where candidates can run under multiple party names, things like that, it seems real easy for Free Staters to get into legislature, and that's one of my passions in life. That I want to do that.
I think there have been four so far that have actually gotten in. Yeah. So four actual Free State Project participants are in the legislature,
and people really work to help those people out in their campaigns. You know, they're out there holding signs, they're out there doing fundraisers, making phone calls on their behalf.
You're going to also see this next year, 2010, as being a pretty big year for more Free Staters to be running for those offices, because you have to be here 2 years in order to run for that particular position, the state representative. So a lot of the people that have been here just hadn't been here quite long enough in 2008, but in 2010, a whole bunch more of them will be qualified, and I think we're going to see a lot more, and maybe a few more of them will get elected. And, of course, that's not the only thing that's happening, is you've got the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that's out there lobbying the existing representatives to be of a more pro-liberty mindset, and I would say they've done a hell of a job. So if you're into politics, man, you might really want to consider Concord. But on the other hand, because that's just kind of the political head of the state. On the other hand, I'd love to see more political action out here in Keene. There's a lot of civil disobedience going on here, but as far as the politics are concerned, the politicians out here have had it pretty easy. They haven't really had any significant challenges. There have been a couple folks that have run, and they've done a good job, but they haven't really been a whole lot. So, Zach, thanks for the call. We'll see you out here, and good luck with your trip. It's going to be a fun one, I'm sure. Thank you for making the call tonight. Congrats on joining the Free State Project. There's more coming up. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Give me liberty or give me death. Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, the National Journal of Libertarian Opinion, News, Investigation, and Intellectual Exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. And if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP chat room, and more. Though it doesn't seem like anybody goes in the AMP chat room anymore. I don't know why I even mention it.
Okay.
The big chat room seems to attract most everybody. We've got two chats. There's the AMP chat, and then there's the regular chat. So we'll keep the AMP chat open in case somebody wants to use it. But
right.
The big chat seems to be the most popular one. But nonetheless, you still get other perks like the AMP Only Forum, the AMP Only Podcast. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls and talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was calling about, I've been listening to your show for a while. So, I've been hearing all this about, just like everybody else, about Al Gore and his all these taxes and these carbon taxes which I think everybody with common sense knows by now is a fraud and it's ridiculous.
You mean with the so-called climate change and then the cap and trade nonsense?
Correct. And yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's been several scientific studies and scientific. I think the scientific community as a whole. Besides a few couple people probably that are bought off, agree that climate change is just a natural occurrence in the Earth's cycles as far as how the Earth changes. It's almost, for instance, it's like, let's say if I were to explain to somebody the seasons, summer, fall, all these other things, and then say, oh, well, since it's winter now, I mean, it was 100 degrees before, but since it's winter and it's 60 degrees, that means we need to panic and you need to give me all your money because the Earth's going to die.
Well, yeah, you cite something. There was a book called Unstoppable Global Warming Every 1500 Years. And for years, there was a subset of the climatology science that looked at solar flare activity and said, you know what, it seems like, based on what we can measure through certain clay samples and so on, that during periods of high solar activity, the temperature of the Earth warmed up. Fox News actually just had a terrific piece last night. It was an hour-long show that had a bunch of people put together in their efforts to talk to some climatologists who have differing opinions, and they looked at that so-called climate gate from the College of East Anglia in England and all the emails that they would not release. And they studied these things, and, yeah, these guys very clearly were not only hiding the fact that they were not only changing data, but they were hiding the fact that they were changing it. They were making charts look a certain way, and now they're being exposed. And they're saying things like, in one of the emails, they have the term. One person says, "Well, let's tweak the data so that we can get a downward trend." And so when people in the climate change movement are notified of this, they say, well, when we say tweak, we mean, you know, it's just a common parlance. We're not changing anything. And so people who are pro-freedom in many cases are saying, you know, hopefully they're pro-freedom. They're saying, no, tweaked isn't the operative term here. The key term is downward data, downward slope. So the data trends downward. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it look like it was colder at a certain point and warmer at a certain point. It's all manipulated.
Naughty.
Yeah, and, you know.
It's almost, basically what you're saying is it's almost like the stock market at this point.
Well, you know, the stock market maybe has some little pockets of honesty left in it, but right now the way that the UN has and various governments have politicized science, it's very difficult to find honest scientists. And those who are honest barely get any media time, except thank goodness Fox had a great piece on it. Congratulations.
How would you get the average person that's not as informed as most people that listen to your show, how would you get them to believe this? Because I talk to people about this, and they think I'm a nut.
There's an easy way to do it. A couple things that I would recommend. There's a documentary that was put out by the British called, I believe, The Great Global Warming Swindle. It's on video. You can find it at YouTube, Google Video. If you put in British Great Global Warming, or as Tom Brokaw would say, Global Warming, The Great Global Warming Swindle. If you put that in there, then you'll find it. Also, even if they watch Al Gore's video, tell them, if you look at Al Gore's video on the Inconvenient Truth, he stands at one point in front of a chart, right? The so-called hockey stick chart. Yes. The hockey stick chart was abbreviated to only go back to a certain time. The data in it was manipulated, but also they started at a certain date when temperatures were at their lowest. If they had gone 100 years earlier, temperatures would have been a lot higher. So there wouldn't have been a hockey stick. In addition to that, you can also mention that he has another chart in his little red and black background that shows carbon dioxide and temperature increases. And this is the key. If you look at the chart, just imagine this visually right now in your mind, he says that carbon dioxide increases lead to higher global temperatures. And if you look at the chart on the time side of it, the increases in temperature precede the increases in carbon dioxide. So you can tell anybody, and you can draw it. Yeah, it's a very simple thing.
But even if none of that works, Gar, there's another approach here that might have some effect.
But why do you feel that, even though it's as simple as you put it, why do you feel that this escapes the average person? Is it because they're kind of they'd rather live in a fantasy world?
Well, wait. I guess the average person isn't likely to be looking and looking closely, right? I mean, if they're average, then they're not likely to be examining things, are they?
No, and I got another thing, just real quick. Because I know you have other callers. If this tax passes, I have a new tax called "I want to tax every follicle on everyone's head." And I want to collect the money. So if carbon tax makes sense to people, I'm sure my follicle tax will, due to the pollution that hair follicles cause, and I'll come up with some scientific data, and then I can pass it. How does that sound? Does that sound good and intelligent?
Well, you don't have the men with guns to back it up, and that's where I wanted to go briefly with this, was that if you try to all of the things about the statistics and all of that, and how Greenland was once green, and then it got cold, and that things changed, and that there's the sun, which is a whole lot more powerful than us little ants running around on the surface of the earth. Even if none of that stuff phases them, you could try, and of course, the more things you try that don't phase them, the more likely you should just move on and find someone else.
Yeah, but
Let me just run in here real quick. But if none of that phases them, maybe point out to them that it's the U.S. government that's the number one polluter in America, and why would you look to the U.S. government to solve the problem of the environment when they are the agency that cares the least about it, clearly, from their own actions? The U.S. military alone pollutes more than the top four corporate polluters combined. That's according to Mary Ruart at the book Healing Our World. So why would anybody turn to the state? Plus, the only tool the state has, of course, is violence and the threats of violence, and that just doesn't seem to be an appropriate way to interact with our fellow man.
Okay, and just because Christmas is coming around, I told a couple of my friends that, first of all, what's Santa going to do? The economy's so messed up, he's having to ask for gifts this Christmas, and also his bowl full of jelly stomach, he can't afford groceries, so now he looks like a skeleton. And then if this carbon tax passes, he can't run his reindeer because they poo everywhere.
Uh-oh.
He's going to have to pay enormous taxes. What are you going to tell the kids?
That's a great point.
What are you going to tell the children?
Well, you know, you brought something up that last year, Glenn Jacobs, Kane in the WWE, Glenn did a hilarious skit with me where Santa was getting a bailout. And it was a lot of fun because, you know, the union.
Can I get that on your website?
I'll repost it just
good
maybe
time.
On Christmas
right?
Day. Yeah, it's a little dated because the names in it are from the Bush administration, but it's still pretty.
The funny's still there, right? LibertyConspiracy.com is Gardner's website, by the way. Then again, LibertyConspiracy.com. He's got his own podcast. It's fantastic. Make sure you check it out. Looking for some extra liberty-oriented content, look no further than LibertyConspiracy.com.
How much did Santa get?
How much what?
How much did Santa get? A billion?
Oh, on the bailout? I can't tell you, man, because they won't release the data. We've asked the Fed.
Hey, thanks, Mark, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Speaking of bailouts, the Postal Service, they're probably going to be needing a bailout here
again?
At some point. Well, let's talk about some of the spending they've been involved with. I've got some details on that coming up here. It's pretty outrageous. Plus, we'll talk to you about whatever you want. If you're on the line, we'll get to you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live tonight with Ian and Gardner.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.